This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Center has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Nilokar. Census Commissioner, along with the former IAS officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS officer Balaji Srivastav and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi have been appointed as members of the committee. The Joint Secretary, Foreigners 1, in the Home Ministry will serve as the member secretary in the committee. Mr. Shah said infiltration and other reasons are causing unnatural demographic change, which poses a very significant challenge to the present and future of any nation. He said demographic change is a serious issue linked not only to the sovereignty, but also to national security, law and order, profound changes in social structure and the preservation of tribal society. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government is in a process of installing anti-drone system within the next 6 months to curb the smuggling of narcotics and weapons through drones. Addressing BSF personnel at the Sanshu border outpost in Rajasthan's Bikaner district, the Home Minister said, while threats originating across the border remains crucial, equal attention must be paid to internal elements aiding such threats within the country.
ड्रोन और अन्य उपकरणों के लिए भारत सरकार
द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया इज प्रिपेयरिंग टू रोल आउट एंटी ड्रोन सिस्टम फॉर ड्रोन्स एंड सिमिलर एरियल थ्रेट विद इन द नेक्स्ट सिक्स मंथ हाउएवर सिंस दीज ड्रोन्स इवेंचुअली लैंड ऑन इंडियन टेरिटरीज वी मस्ट रिमेन हाईली विजिलेंट अबाउट दोज हु मे यूज द मटेरियल्स कैरिड बाय देम फॉर एंटी नेशनल एक्टिविटीज इफेक्टिव न्यूट्रलाइजेशन विल रिक्वायर स्ट्रांग कोऑर्डिनेशन विद सिविल अथॉरिटीज एंड डिस्ट्रिक्ट पुलिस अलॉन्ग विद प्रॉम्प्ट एंड रिजल्ट ओरिएंटेड एक्शन एट एवरी लेवल
परिणाम लक्षी कार्यवाही ही भी हमने करनी पड़ेगी.
Mr. Shah said strict legal action should be taken against those involved. He stressed that since the drones land in the Indian territory, close coordination with the local police and civil administration is essential to identify those receiving such consignments and to neutralize the threats effectively. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar chaired the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi today. Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong, Foreign Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi, and U.S. Secretary of the State Marco Rubio attended the meeting. Addressing a joint press conference after the meeting, Dr. S. J. Shankar emphasized on further strengthening cooperation among the Quad nations in addition to assisting others. He said that the Quad nations are open societies who foster innovation and creativity in the quest of growth for prosperity. He also laid emphasis on zero tolerance for terrorism. Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong today called on Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi discussed the growing India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership in areas such as defence, trade, technology and ensuring supply chain resilience. The Prime Minister said India and Australia will work together to continue for the work for free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. The Ministry of Railway has given its nod to start operations of the country's first hydrogen-powered 10-coach demo train. It will run at a maximum speed of 75 km per hour between Jind and Sonipat under the Northern Railway Zone. The train will use hydrogen fuel cells to generate power instead of diesel or electricity-based traction. The government has revised the minimum assured procurement price MAPP of onion stocks from 1,270 rupees to 1,580 rupees per quintal. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set a target of 255 runs against Gujarat Titans in qualifier 1 in Dharamshala. In reply, Gujarat Titans were 106 for 8 in 12.4 overs when reports last came in, and Gujarat Titans won the toss and elected to bat. And that's the end of the news bulletin.